Rabbi Siad of Ishmael, Anya of Kiddush, Abdullah. We learned before Kippur. Let's begin by talking about the Ikur Chiyuv of Kiddush, when the Chiyuv of Kiddush takes effect, and how long does a person have to make Kiddush. So, the very Gemara that we began with, in Akuvavim and Aleph, Tana Rabbanon, Zochar Siyom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, the Gemara goes on and says as follows. Knisasa, Eli Ale B'Layel B'Yom Yinayin Tamalomar, Zochar Siyom HaShabbos. The Gemara goes on and says, Mishlu Hivdil B'Motzi Shabbos, Mavdil B'Holech B'Chol HaShabbos Kulo, Till when I'd review B'Shabbos. The Gemara seems to be comparing these two together. So the question therefore becomes, both with respect to Kiddush and with respect to Abdullah, what kind of din is it? Is this man the entirety of Shabbos, the Kiddush? And until Tuesday afternoon, today's Tuesday, until the sun sets tonight, is it Ika time for Abdullah? Of course! Zriza Makdimah, you're supposed to do Abdullah Motzei Shabbos, supposed to do Kiddush Friday night. Everyone knows that. But if you didn't, and it was extended for a longer period, okay, see when you were late, it's a big deal. Or no. Maybe we should suggest that the Ika's Man Kiddush is only Friday night, only Motzei Shabbos. Making up the Kiddush on Shabbos afternoon and Abdullah from Sunday morning until Tuesday afternoon is what we call in our language Tashlumin. Which one is it? It's hard to know. It's a good chakira. Well, usually when it comes to Tashlumin, we have a criterion which is established in the Sechta Brachas in the fourth parak about Tefillah. Only if a person was a shoge, if it was amazing, there's no Tashlumin. What about over here? So this would be a good way to explore what the status of Kiddush and Abdullah by just looking at Shulchan Aruch and seeing what in fact is it in. Is the Tashlumin apply in all cases, Shogeg or Mezid? Or is it limited to a case of Shogag or Shochach? So in Simon Reish Tzadi Tes, Sivov, Shulchan Aruch says, Shochach will hear the Mimotzi Shabbos, Mavdil Ad Sof Yom Gimel. Shochach. Shochach implies he forgot, but if he did it, if he left Abdullah out on purpose, presumably it would not work. That's a simple read. Now, the question is this really true? It's only Tashlumin. What will happen in the case which a person is potter in Ikus Man Chovasa? For example, someone's in Aninus. Someone was nifter on Shabbos in the family, and the Levi is not going to be till Sunday. So most of Shabbos, the person is an onane. He's not permitted even to make Abdullah. Could he make it up, making Abdullah on Sunday? Here's an issue. If a person is chayav b'ikas mano, get up tashlumin. If you put them b'ikas mano, there should be no tashlumin. The machlok is gedolei arishonim, and the Shulchan Aruch is paskin. You can make Abdullah until Tuesday. That seems to indicate that the Ika's man is until Tuesday. This seems to go against what it says over here in Reish Tzadi Tes Sivov, Shochach lo hivdil b'motzei Shabbos. Moreover, in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, which is the halachas of Kiddush, Shulchan Aruch says, Im lo kiddush b'layla, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezit, yesh lo, catch this word now, tashlumen l'mochon kol hayom. What was the contradiction? If it's Tashlumin, it should only be Shogeg. If it's all days Mana, why use the word Tashlumin? So Menei Obey, you have a contradiction. We already had a Stira in Shulchan Aruch, in Ilchas Abdullah, where he says Shochach, implying it's only Tashlum. Yet he says you can do it till Tuesday if you're on Enos, implying it's Ikas Man. In Kiddush, we outdid Shulchan Aruch, outdid himself. He's a Stira Menei Obey. He says, Bein b'mezid, yesh v'tashlumin. This is something, all these things require a longer explanation than we have time to give right now. I'm just putting it out that it's a fundamental chakira with apparent serious in the Shulchan Aruch, and we don't have the time to give all the various answers. But suffice it to say that there is a literature about it. Some make a pshara that Sunday is Ikar Zman, and Monday and Tuesday is Tashlumin. Kivega suggests that. Not committed for Yontif. To be on Yontif, Sunday would be the Ikar Zman, and there is no Tashlumin Monday and Tuesday. There's no day of Kami Shabbos and Basa Shabbos. It's only a function of the week. There's no connection to a case where Yontif is on Monday and you're off. There's four more days till Shabbos. We don't divide those 4 days in half. There's no source for that. But maybe that the very day of Yisruchak, perhaps it would be a time with Ikar Zman. These are all serious matters. And the poskim talk about it. Talk about it. And it's a dispute. It's hard for me to go into all the intricacies right now. I just wanted to give you the basis. Now the Minchas Chinuch talked about this in his piece on Kiddush. Mitzvah Lamed Aleph. Mitzvah Kiddush Shabbos B'Dvarim. Kiddush B'Yom. Tashlumei Havdala. It goes in this whole discussion whether it's the Ikar Zman or not the Ikar Zman. If you want to look it up, you can see the, in the Minchas Chinuch Siman Lamed Aleph, it talks about this a little bit. Okay. This is, just want to discuss this as an introduction to today's shiur, but if you want, again, if you want to look and see, it says Kiddush Hayom is only Tashlumin. The Ikar Zman is the night. Tashlumin is only by day. He discusses that. Nafkamina gives another Nafkamina. Mi shalachazi balayla. He was a cotton balayla, became a godol bayom. He had a heavy shtei saras in the morning. Oh, he was shota balayla. He got better by day. So in the Torah, it's all the Kaddish B'yom came to the Tashlumin. Chige B'yom Rishim Vespasha B'sheni. He goes into the whole story of Abdullah, someone who's an Onen. He suggests that Abdullah is the Rabbanon. So that's only been the Rabbanon until Yom Ravi. But in the Raisa, maybe Avos Mana would no longer apply. Whole analysis over here of this thorny issue. Okay, just an introduction. Now I want to discuss what the Gemara has over the Yankuva of the same Gemara. We're still in the same sugya here. The Gemara tells us as follows: "V'yom I mevarech var pregofen." What's this kedusha rabba? You know what it was? That's it. Var pregofen is called kedusha rabba. What kind of thing is kedusha rabba? We had a whole fundamental dispute among the various Rishonim and Poskim as to what the nature of Kiddusha Rabbah really is, with a whole series of potential nafkaminas. Do you take the phrase Kiddusha Rabbah literally? Well, no, Kiddusha Rabbah is just a figure of speech, not really Kiddush at all. Just you take a cup of wine before you have the Shabbos morning meal. That's the question. What could be the nafkaminas? We had a whole slew of potential Nafka means. For example, the Ramah Paskins that just as by Kiddush Friday night, I can make Kiddush drink nothing, and you can drink the Kiddush in the Yotze. So too says the Ramah, it's true Shabbos morning by Kiddush, Kiddush Rabbah as well. This is clear that a clear machlokas, and those who disagree and say, no, that's not real Kiddush. A real Kiddush, a real Chiyuv and everybody, so I can be more to you, even though I'm not drinking the wine. But if it's Kiddusha Rabbah, that's just a cup of wine. It's fundamental Birchas Hanenin. I can't make a Birchas Hanenin and you drink the wine. That doesn't work. That's Machlokas number one. Ramos Mekel, say we're tvo about it. Not so happy with this. Big machlokas apostle. Case, that's case. Case number one. Case number one. The other potential nafkaminas, again, potential nafkaminas. The Briska Rav has a chumra in the floor, like Kedusha Rava. Everybody has to drink. Everybody. He says, because the whole idea is to be mitzvah your suda shnia al kol shel yayin for yourself. You can't do it vicariously. There was a chiyuv kiddush, not vicarious, like Friday night. So someone drinks the wine, I answer, oh man, I don't have to answer, I just listen to it. But over here, it's not really considered to be kiddush with a wapa chumra dafka. The chumra being, everyone has to drink for himself or herself. Did I hear the word or herself? Or herself, is that true? So we pass in yes, because we assume that it is kiddush. And therefore, it is kiddush, we pass it against the brisker up, not everybody has to drink. We pass it that women are chayv with this kiddush. But there were some rishonim suggest, you look at Rabbeinu Dov, the Maram Chalava, women are potter. Mrs. Sasesh is man grub, it's not real kiddush. The chayv and kiddush, it's not real kiddush. We use the word kiddush rabba, just a figure of speech. It's not really kiddush. If I care, it's not really kiddush, then what is it? Kviyas Suda Alayayim. So Rabbeinu Dov suggests maybe you should have a suda aliyayin and shalosh shudas also. Mr. Rama may hold. So it works both ways. A chumra in the other direction. If it's called kiddush, it's limited to Friday night and Shabbos morning. If it's not called kiddush, then it's a din of kviyas suda aliyayin shapad shalosh shudas too. Wow, this is so it works the coolest and chumras in all different directions. What are the nafkamins we pass it? Yontif. You're doing yontif. Doesn't say anywhere yontif. If it's Kiddush, of course, it's Kiddush Yontif by day two. It's not Kiddush, maybe it applies only to Shabbos and not to Yontif. What else? Eating and drinking before Kiddush in the morning. If it's Kiddush, can't do it. It's not Kiddush, maybe you can do it. Finally, Kiddush B'Makom Suda, which we'll get to later on today. Does it apply to the Suda by day? Not so clear. Some say no, it's not called Kiddush. Not B'Makom Suda. So I gave you, seven nachmanis throughout you. I'm not saying each and every one is mukhruch at all, but this is a fundamental chakira as to the nature of Kiddush Rabba with a whole series of potential nachmanis. Okay. We've covered this Gemara so far from two different angles. It's kind of again. One, can there be Kiddush by day? Gemara says yes, you have done until Tuesday. What kind of din is that? And two, Kiddush Rabba, as we call it, what kind of din is that? I'd like to share with you now some of my Rebbe's Torah. This Tachaz, again, very briefly, those who want to look it up should go back to the original source as it's printed in this series of the Rav's Yortzeit Shirim called Shirun Bezecha Abba Mori. In the second volume, this is discussed at a significant length, these Yesodos. As a matter of fact, to start off, to segue, start with Kiddush Rabba. My Rebbe's Yisod is that Kiddush Alayayin is Koveya the Sudas. So the Kiddush should be Koveya the Suda Friday night. And whether the Kiddush by day is called Kiddush or not depends on that very Nakuda. Does the Kiddush Friday night work to be Koveya only the Friday night Suda? In which case you need another Kos to be Koveya the second Suda by day as a Shabbos morning Suda. Or no! The Kiddush Friday night is Koveya all three Sudas. Which make Kiddush Friday night for Biknis also. This makes all three Sudas automatically into Suudos Shabbos. That's how he phrased it. And to continue this line of reasoning, just give you again in brief, I just want to look it up and see more. We have a Gemara over here, it's right in front of us. Gemara says, the last two words in Kufayim and Beis, Shmamino Toam Mavdo. What does that mean? It says, look right there. Kuvav, Kuvzayin. We'll just turn one page to see these two Gemaras we might discuss over here. Gemara says as follows. Tom Avdil, Tom Eino Mavdil, Tom Mekadosh, Tom Eino Mekadosh. All four things are found over here on Kuvav and Mebeis. What's the Havamina, Rabosai, that Tom Eino Mekadosh, or Eino Mavdil? Why? So Tosis reduces it. It says, Tom Eino Mekadosh, Pirish Ad Lamacha, Korem Achila. How does that help? How does that help? The boss, it's Pilei Ploim. How does it work? So my Rebbe is in the following pshat, Rabosai. The Te'imas Kiddush is the Koveya of the Sudas. As such, the Te'imah should be the first thing that you have. The first thing that you have on Shabbos should be the Yayin of the Kiddush, and this determines subsequent Achilas can have the status of Achilas Sudas Shabbos. As opposed to if you have the Sudas Shabbos first, or you drink something, eat something first, then you blew it, you ruined it. It's no longer possible for the wine of the Kiddush to be the first thing that you're eating or drinking. So therefore, it's according to one opinion, it's too late. So don't make Kiddush, finish, don't make Kiddush at all. That's a Pashup Shah. Even according to Tosis, Rabbi Osai, doesn't mean don't make Kiddush. It means don't make Kiddush till tomorrow. What do you gain by that? Again, there were three Suda Shabbos, night, day, morning, and afternoon. You already blew the night because you ate something before you had Kiddush. So now the Kiddush now will not fulfill its role as the, how should I say, as the prelude and as the instrument to which the Suda can be connected with the Suda Shabbos. He blew it already. He's had potato chips. So it's too late. The Yayin can't achieve that. It's not the Rosh Verishon anymore. It's not the first thing in that time slot. So the Tosfos says, okay, wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow dawns a new day, a new time slot, a new Chiyuv Suda. And in the morning, at least, the first thing you'll have is the wine. So again, it makes sense according to the same halakha the Rav had. This Tosfos over here on Daf Kuf Vav Amud Beis, the Ramazil talk. Fine. This idea that the Kiddush is more than just a time of ceremony, it's called the Suda as the Suda Shabbos, explains, of course, the concept of Kiddush Ramakam Suda. For this reason, Rabbi will say further, the Shasiya is an integral part of the Suda. As a matter of fact, we spoke a little bit yesterday about the Gaonim. It's in Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Dalit. Gaonim Sovrim. All of the kosher bracha, Rabosai, anybody can drink. What's the difference? Kosher bracha. But here, since the nature of the Kiddush is to be koveh the Suda, for the person who's saying the Kiddush should be at least partake of the wine to establish it as the Sudas, as the Suda Shabbos. Oh. Interestingly, the Rav quoted from Rav Chaim Brisker's grandfather, that a person didn't make a bracha bar per gofen. Even if you drink the wine, you're not Yotzer. Kiddush is different to us, so I went, well, why? It's only a brachas and then the problem. But that's what he quoted from his grandfather, Rav Chaim. I believe elsewhere, the quote from Rav Chaim, even something which is more la'inyan, a person walks in late Abdullah. So there's a Rashi in Sefer HaPiras, Yotzer. So Rav Chaim was quoted as saying, that's true only for Abdullah, not for Kiddush. Because Kiddush is so linked to the meal, and the bar prag often links it to the meal. So the guy walks in after the bar prag often, according to this understanding, perhaps he would not be able to fulfill the Iker Mitzvah of Kiddush at all. Oh. Fine. This went to a whole digression, which I can't go into right now. That's all you saw of the Suda Shabbos. Had to be Nikba Es Suda Shabbos, through the Kiddush, and through the Kiddush before, and through the, we'll call the Ritzei, after. If a person forgets Ritzei, he has to bench again, not so much to be able to the benching, but called the Rav's brilliant Malach, to be able to the Suda. So it has to be sandwiched by Kiddush before, and Birchas HaMazon with Ritzei afterwards. A whole new story. And this idea, Rabbi Osai, according to my Rebbe, explains the fact that according to the Rambam, has to be dafka wine. Nothing else is going to work. Whatever connected to the Suda has to have wine. You know, wine is a big deal on Suda. If it's not connected to a Suda, such as Abdallah, what can you use as a substitute? What's it called? Do you remember this? Tamar Medina. According to the Rambam, it's on his Gemara, it's on his Pshat. It would not work for Kiddush. It would not work for benching or for Sheva Brachos, because that's shared to the Suda. Has to be dafka wine. As opposed to other kosher bracha, for which the Chamar Medina would suffice. Fine. Again, this goes to a whole discussion of chavilas, which we spoke about last time around. It's a little bit, not enough time to go into it right now. Suffice it to say that my Rebbe's pshat was that they have two things on one coast, not the two magic number two, that's the problem. The problem is, has to do with kviyas of Suda on those. That only works, that's the difference limit to what we call Kiddush and benching. Those are Suda related kosos. And you can't have one coast to achieve both of them. But if one is not related to the Suda, then it would be possible. Okay, again, the kids and limits, the Gemara talks about it. Ain't no shiny, that may only be the maskana. Let's give you a brief summation. What about Tima before Abdullah? Abdullah has nothing to do with the Suda. So according to this whole Mahalach, why is it easier of Tima before Abdullah, according to one opinion, Tome no Mabdul? Why should that be so? So we already explained that the whole idea is that Abdullah what's the Mechayah for Abdullah? The Mechayah for Abdullah is Gemar Suda Shabbos. Just as the Mechayah of Kiddush is to begin the Suda Shabbos, so the Mechayah of Abdullah is to end Suda Shabbos. If the Suda Shabbos extends into the night, you're not going to have to stop and then make Abdullah. When you finish, so you finish, you're not finished yet. It's still considered to be Suda Shabbos. And being very brief, that's the Yisod. So, much more to be said, just give you some of the overview, some of the highlights of this Tikkun. Once again, we mentioned before that according to the Rambam, you have to have wine at Shalosh Shudas. There's a dispute. Is that Stam wine? Or is that an effect of Kiddush? So how can it be called Kiddush? If you use the Kohen the Rambam, you have the wine in the middle of the meal. So how can they call it Kiddush? We said a Kiddush. According to the Rambam, Kiddush in the middle of the meal would be very nice. In theory, it should always work. The problem is, you're not allowed to eat or drink before you have the meal. You can't drink before the meal of El Shabbos. You can't drink before the meal Shabbos morning. Many have no alternative but to put the Kiddush first. Not so much, it has to be first as such. That being the case, Shalosh Shudas, well, there's no way they can impose an Easter Achila to be mivatel on the Shabbos for hours. So therefore, there's no Easter Achila. So therefore, you start with your challah roll, you have one in the middle of the meal, that's good for the Kiddush. Baruch Hashem, that itself is called Kiddush. Some of their Beisir, some Kesavish calls it Kiddush, as Pasha is the Pshat, and that she does around it. Okay. Let us, in fact, turn our attention for a moment to this thorny issue of Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina is quite a complicated discussion, and Halacha Lamais is quite complicated. But the word Chamar Medina is found over here in the Gemara. Please open up to the Gemara just to see where it is. A story. And that Kuf Zayin Amad Al. Please don't mind looking inside. Kuf Zayin Amad Al. After the discussion of being Ma'am Abdullah Kole Yom Kulo, fine. So the story. Lo Havel and Chamra. There was no wine. It's about the 12th line. I seen a Shikra. Below Abdul, they brought him beer. He didn't make Abdullah bas tovas. He went to sleep hungry. The Abdul. Next day, I went, schlepped to get him some wine and made Abdullah Sunday morning. Next year, same thing happened. No wine. Again, I brought him beer. Oh, yachi. Chamar Medinahu. Oh, so the beer must be Chamar Medina, the wine of the country, which is good enough. Which is good enough. So says the Gemara. What's Chamar Medina? Says Rashi. Rashbam, I should say Chamar Medina. Ein yayin acher b'ir azos kim shevar. Right. 1 year they had no wine. Next year they had no wine. There is no wine in this place. It's only beer. Beer is the wine of the country. Look at my deal in both. Water not. You know, in America, water may be the most popular drink there between the tap water and the bottled water and the mineral water and the seltzer water. Doesn't matter. Water not. It's just too plain. It has to be some kind of other drink, such as beer, which the Gemara talks about over here. Nap Kub Zayin, Amud Aleph. With me so far? So Rashi is clear. Ein Yayin Acher Be'ir. Well, who ever heard of a case in our days? Hey, Yayin Acher B'Yir. There's always Yayin Acher B'Yir. So how can Poskim talk about Chamar Medina nowadays? It should be considered, we'll call it out of business. There's no more Chamar Medina, because nowadays there's always wine in town. So there should be, forget it. As a matter of fact, the Poskim quote this din. This comes from Rashi. If there's no wine in town, is it considered to be Chamar Medina? Doesn't exist in our day. So let's take a look in the Rush for a minute. Please open up to the Rush. He talks about it. Please turn to the Rush. The Gemara, the Rush is over here, says in Simon Yud Zayin. It's page Lamertes in our print. The middle paragraph. There are three paragraphs on Simon Yud Zayin. Is the middle and smallest paragraph. Tell us the whole story about Gemara that goes Zayin. The Gemara says the Rush is at the end of its vows. Fine. Yesh Mefarshim. Chamar Medina. What's Chamar Medina? Ein Yayin V'Yir Azol Skim Shevar. It's your mouth blunt. I have his water? Water doesn't count. V'Yesh Mefarshim. The last few words in this paragraph before it says boy. Next last line of column 2, page Lama Tess in the Rush. She'ein Yayin Godel B'Toch Malach Yom Sovi V'Yir. How do you read it? Is it a kula? Is it a chumra? How do you read it? I read it as a chumra. In other words, in order to qualify for Chamar Medina, not only that there's no wine in town, not even any wine within a day's walk from town. That's the case today. You know, it's fine wine. No wine in town, you can walk a day, and if some say they can even drive a day, maybe even fly a day, go through the whole world. You know, it's fine wine. So Chamar Medina seems to be completely out of business so far. So would appear. However, there are those who say it's a kula. What's the kula? He can focus on the word godel. Even this the city is awash with wine. But as long as it doesn't grow godel within a day's walk, it's Chamar Medina. It's not going to play. There are many cities in the world, good Jewish cities, where you couldn't grow grapes a day's walk away. So then be Chamar Medina, even though wine is available in town. They learn it as a kula. Wasn't so happy about that read. Again, there's a whole problem how they're going to read the Gemara, but I'm not going to go into it right now. But on a simple level, there's no Chamar Medina today because we always have wine in town. It's interesting, though, that Chamar Medina is found not only in Hilchos Kiddush, it's also found in Hilchos Kol Shebracha for Birchas Hamazon. Before I go any further, Rabbi Vosner Shalita has an interesting chiddush. He says that our wine, our beer is Chamar Medina, even though there's wine available. You know why? Because the wine is not consumed the way it was consumed yesteryear. In the olden days, the wine was like water. I always drank wine. Today, wine is a treat, a delicacy. You don't just drink wine all the time. That's his chiddush. The Ramon Kuf Bey Bey, Siv Beis, in Uchas Birchas Hamazon says, they used to bench Kol Shel Sheikha. Don't bother. Look, we hold Igaradin, Eino Ton Kos Klal. They're both saying, who washed for lunch here? Who washed for lunch? Who benched for lunch or the Kol Shel Yayin? Why not? We paskin, Birchas Hamazon, Eino Ton Kos. That's why not. So the worst case, you use beer instead of wine. I can't be angry with you. You don't have to use anything. Migu could use nothing. So we can't be too strict when it comes to those who use beer for kosher bracha. Then he says, V'odayika chamamidinu sheikhar v'kovin hasuda olav. You hear the words? V'kovin hasuda olav. So then Mishnah Berurah explains, afim lo nachshiv also the chamamidinu. Why? Because matzu gam yayin sham. It's a funny phrase. Chamamidinu kol kach. What's a little bit pregnant? If it's chamar medina, it's not chamar medina. It's not chamar medina kol kach. Interesting phrase in Mishnah Berurah. Some kupay beis of cotton yud beis. Doesn't matter because some say im kova sudasu mitchila al sham ashkin machshiv olsam bazeh, and you have a kol shabracha even without yayin. Some say this shita. How the Magen Avraham and the Gra explain this way. Problem is, it should have said the kova hasudalav, not the kov in. We'll have to get to that in a bit. That's the Sharatian's question. Okay. But the Mechaber holds, doesn't help Kvias. We give it Sarah this day to be make. Why? Because wine is too expensive, it's hard to get it, to rely on certain Mechilim. Again. Why should be yoker? It's too expensive. It's crazy. It's an amukhar, nonetheless, to make the bracha al on yayin proper. Ad kan the Mishnah Berurah and Ramah in Siman Kuf Pei Beis, Siv Beis, Hilchos Kos, Birchas Hamazon. Now, where all this come from? Where? Nachamah Medina, so where, so what? Take a look at the Gemara, Kuf Zayin Amad Aleph. It's really the secret. Kuf Zayin Amad Aleph. We just said before. Please open up. Kuf Zayin Amad Aleph. Okay, toward the end of the sugya over here. Tana Ravana. To the wide lines. Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. In the Kashin El Alayayin, in the Vorchin El Alayayin, Otto Ashikhva Maya Mila Vorchin, Alayo Shahako, Nivet Vor, Omra Baya Achikama, in Omrim of a Kosha Brochel of Vorch, El Alayayin. End of the Sugi in our print. In our print, the Sugi ends right over here. Look at Rabbi Nachmanel on the side by Sikna. Lo amor on elad lo kava suda se ilave avakava less limbo. That's missing in our Gemara. The Rashi Rashbam took it out. Lo garcina klal. If you look at Os Yud on the Os Nahadar, Rach Rif Ran Garzula. Whoa, a lot of great Rishonim. Had this Girsa. Okay? Let's take a look on the Rush, because he's one of the people who had the Girsa. Please look on the Rush over here in the 10th paragraph of Masechta Pesachim. End of Simen Yud Zayin. Please turn. End of Simen Yud Zayin. Here we go. Towards the it's page Mem in our print. Rashbam lo garas. Rashbam crossed it out. Why? Who depends on Kfiya Suda? Who cares? If it's Chamar Medina, it works. Otherwise, not. Okay, it's a Kalachomer from Abdul. That's if it's a Chamar Medina. So clearly the Girsa that we have holds its works even if it's not a Chamar Medina. Why? Because you're Koveya Asuda on it. You're Koveya Asuda on it. This somehow works. And again, it's a question of who depend upon most people, depend upon you. That's what we saw before in the Sharatzi. Interesting. The Rav Yoh says, let's quote that Gos Maimini, depends upon Rov B'nei Odom. So the word Kov In, which the Ramo has, would be in fact appropriate. So the question, how do we define all this? So the Gemara has over here about Rav. Please take a look on the Gemara over here. What did Rav do exactly? The sugya of who made actual kiddush on beer. Some said he made kiddush, some said he made Abdullah. Ashken Rav Huna the Kodesh HaShikra. Right? So the question is, yes or no? The Gemara talks about the possibility of Yenav Kuv Zayim of making Kiddush on beer. Said the Rashba. Please turn to the Rashba if you don't mind. Kuv Zayin Omud Aleph. The Kaddish HaShikra. It's in the second wide line, as we said before. He was still Mekadesh Ashikra. Okay, even though there was wine, which goes against the Chamar Medina rules. So what's going on over here? How is it possible? The Tama Mishum, the Chavivle, so what? Can I make a case on a banana? It's Chavivle. Well, what is this? Yom Eliel, Zidna the Chavivle Rifta, the Kadesh Rifta. Whoa. This is pretty amazing. Right? This is Rav himself, Rav Lashitosa. Rav on the fourth line of Rav Mebeis says Beferish that if it's Chavivle Rifta, he liked bread, he made Kiddush on bread. Make Kiddush on bread. So too, if you like this drink, this beer, you can make Kiddush on beer. Not al tzchamar medina, nudin, chaviv. The same thing is working on pas, you can do it on shecher. So nudin, a brand new din, separate din, it's chaviv more than wine, you make Kiddush on it. It works for bread, it works for beer as well. Remember, Rav held just before that you don't make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. Rabbi said, take a look at the Gemara. The Gemara says that Chamar Medina works for Havdalah, but according to Rav, it would not work for Kiddush. Then how did Rav use Kiddush himself? To use beer, doesn't make sense. What's going on in the Gemara? Nafkum Zayinam and Aleph. The answer is, a nudin. Whatever is chavivle. I would explain how in certain circles in Europe, they would use beer for Kiddush and or Avdallah. Why? I was Yain Motzi beer in most places, almost all places. A nudin, chaviv. You know what Ramah quotes this? And he's talking about Motzoi Pesach. The Ramah writes, Motzoi Pesach is a minute, you make Avdallah on beer. To this day, people they go to the bar once a year. Why do they go to the bar? One of the tzlan. They don't drink at the bar, chas v'shalom. They go to the bar, they send someone to the bar, and they have to pay goyish a bar and buy a bottle of beer to make Avdallah. It's a minute of Ramah. As much as I don't like it, I got to admit, it's a minute of Ramah. How can it be? It's not Chamar Medina. I have plenty of wine and grape juice. So much left over from the Sdorim and from the Yontif. Doesn't matter. A new din. Chovit. For those who like beer and they have a Nebuch, they couldn't have beer for 8 days. Nebuch. 8.5 days. Oh, they're already so anxious to have a cup of beer. So it's considered to be Chovit to them to make Abdullah. Again, I do not count myself in that group. But I don't like beer. So I think the whole thing is wrong. But for those who like beer, Can I give you a little mussar? Sometimes yeshiva boys go to Shalom Zachar and they drink beer. Please don't. Please don't. It gives a, I think it's wrong intrinsically. It gives a bad name to yeshiva boys. Bad name to yeshiva boys. I must tell you, I was walking in the holiest city in the world, in one of the holy neighborhoods of the holy city, and I wanted to know where a certain yeshiva was in a certain community where I happened to be staying there for my daughter's bris, and I was staying in a certain place. And I asked the guy, "Where's the yeshiva?" He says, "I'm sorry, I'm drunk." You talk. He spoke English. And I'm sorry, I'm drunk. I can't tell exactly where. The Samachta Bechagacha, right? He went and he didn't get drunk from wine. Some of us with wine. He must have drinking beer. Too many yeshiva boys, I'm sorry to say it, are drinking beer. Let's make a low plug not to drink any beer. All you should have is, it's, you don't want to have anything which is of alcoholic nature. You only have yai in the Kiddush. Not even for Abdullah. Abdullah, you should use grape juice. With all the coolers, grape juice. People drive Chatz HaShalom and Matzah Shabbos when they're under the influence. And it's done. Yes. Yai in the Kiddush.
I have a kuzer like yai in Shalashudas.
You can be megal against the Rambam. Because of Das Yochid, most possibly after. I don't have any wine in Shalashudas. 2 cups of wine a week is okay. Friday night, a cup of wine. Shabbos in the morning, a cup of wine. It's not good, that's it. I'm not against wine. Wine's very good, I like it. Twice a week, enough. Cup of Shabbos Kodesh. You go to Shalom Zacha, water. If you want to have something strong, seltzer. Forgive me for giving you my little mussar in the middle of a shiur, but I think it's maybe more important than the shiur. So I've seen too much. Too much. It really is. It's not a Kiddush Hashem. When the yeshiva boy said, "I'm sorry, I'm drunk, I can't..." He's very polite, by the way. "I'm sorry, I'm drunk. I just can't take exactly where you want to go." So he went into his room, went to sleep. Baruch Hashem, I only went to sleep and got to the pillow, okay. But, Rabbi Yisai, yeah, please. Okay. All right, so that's the issue of Chamami. They all talk about schnapps. That schnapps is Chamami, but there's a problem of the shear, because you have to have shear of revives. And can you have revives in one shot of schnapps of Magen Avraham? You can't do it. I've seen guys who somewhat contradict the Magen Avraham. They hold their liquor better than the Magen Avraham could hold his liquor, I guess. There's a rule. But you should not be one of them, Rabbi Yisai. Yehei Chalkachem, not in those guys. And then there's another question. The Chassidish Yidden make Kiddush Shabbos Day on a shot glass of schnapps. Mamish, an ounce. That's not a revius. There's no way it's a revius. I'm a big makel in the Shira. We'll get to it later when we get to the Seder. I'm a big makel. All the charts come out, the matzah with the abacuses. I'm the biggest makel. One of the biggest makel. But yeah, a revius is a beitza matzah. Without doubling the beitza, just an egg and a half. A little shaka. It's not an egg. It's not even one egg. Come home, not an egg and a half. What are you doing? Whoa! If you look in certain Svarim, the Eish Lavram Butchach, I know about it, Chassidus Yidden, they say, oh, it's the Taz, says in the Chas Birchas Anenim. And even though usually you have to have a revius, but schnapps is so chashuv, do you make a brocha, a burn of fashas even less than it? We don't pass the line. They took that Taz, we don't pass the line. They said, well, it's so chashuv, works for Kiddush too, but you can't have a shouldn't pass the line. So again, I know your Chassidus Zaydas did it, and Masa did mine. But we should go here. We should become litmishes. So for this purpose, we're in litmish yeshiva, Yitzchak Chanan, and therefore we should make kiddush on our revius. Think revius, 3 ounces, okay? But it should be wine. That's the thing. If you don't like wine, a grape juice can be made. I prefer wine, friend. The poskim say that the chlashon of the chinuch is the yain or the sameach. It gets you, wakes you up, makes you happy. I never heard grapes make anybody wake up and get happy. Just blah. So I think wine is better, unless you have problems with alcoholism or something. But grapes, I think you are yotzi nigun, even those who don't like the grape juice. But myself, I try always to have wine. Some of them places with no wine, so I use grape juice. But Abdullah is more to be made anyway. Whatever. Rabbi Yisai, Ad Kan, Chamar Medina, and the equivalent. We now turn our attention to the last half of today's shiur. On a see if we could spend a week on this. This chazan and a half a shiur. Kiddush b'makom suf. This is a major sugya. Major sugya called Kiddush b'makom suf. So the source of the Kiddush b'makom suf is earlier in the parak, towards the very beginning. Gemara says over here, the people who make Kiddush in Shul, so we pass like Shmuel, after they Kiddush lo yatsu. Why not? And of Kuf Aleph from an Aleph, sixth line, Ein Kiddush ela b'mokom sud. All right? Black and white. Ein Kiddush ela b'mokom sud. Rabbi Osai, how do you define mokom? You know, how do you find Kiddush? How do you find Mokom? How do you find Suda? All three are good questions. Already Kiddush we spoke about, is the Kiddush Shal Yom apply or not? So that's a machlokes. That's a good Kiddush. Now up to Mokom. How do you find Mokom? They will get the Suda. What is a Mokom? What is a Mokom? There's a very important toast over here, and I've cooked from the base. It seems to be serious. Here, Bablis, Rishalmis, blah. The toast is a fallen compromise. The toast says, you know, there seems to be a stira. If I go from place to place in the same house, is it considered the same mokom or not? The resolution of the stira is depends on your kavana, your das. If you had das in the beginning to go from place to place within the same house, it's good enough, mokom sudah. If you did not, then not. Okay, I'm sure. So what I told you, say the three dinner. If it's in the same room, you're in the same room, mamish, it always works, kitchen mokom sudah. If it's out of the house, it never works. If it's in the house, in a different room, different part of the house, that depends what your das was. If your das in the beginning, it works. Otherwise, it does not work. This is Shitas HaTosis right over here. In order to resolve the otherwise contradiction between Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Ran says, everybody say you're working too hard to figure out the contradiction. It's a contradiction. We pass like the Bavli against Yerushalmi. Das never works. It has to be in the same room, in the same, a different room in the same house will never work. So Paskins, the Ran. Okay, so the Ran is doesn't go for Tosis compromise. Tosis said the compromise in order to reconcile Bavli and Yerushalmi. And the Ran says, no, don't reconcile. No, no. We shouldn't really reconcile it. No, no, not true. The truth is, it has a little bit to do with different gear salts. I thought, just to give you a little bit of alumnus, that according to the Ran, Kiddush Makom Sudah is what I call the positive din. The positive din. And therefore, Rabbi Osai, if the Sudah is a din of what we call Shinui Makom, and the word Shinui Makom was found in Hilchas Brochas as well, shouldn't matter. A big Shinui, a small Shinui, it's a difference. But Tosos, no. Kiddush Makom Sudah and Shinui Makom are identical, and therefore the nature of Kiddush Makom Sudah is there should not be a Shinui Makom. It's a negative definition. If you change a place to a different place, your bracha does not cover you, and your Kiddush does not cover you for that particular Sudah. Once you talk about the definition of that nature, we can distinguish between a big change and a small change. It makes sense. So a big change by itself is considered to be a Shinui. And a small change, well, depends on your kavana. That's what I thought. A possibility. Yes, I'm sorry.
Can you just repeat Tosis?
Yeah. Tosis right over here in the Kufman Bays.
Yeah,
I'm explaining it again, one more time. Tosis over here says as follows. Tosis says, Mimokal, Mimokal, Abayasechal, Meigru, La'ara, Mo, De Shmuel. Why? The Gemara says no. From Igor the Ara is not Makom Sudah. Kachas is Yerushalmi. What did Yerushalmi say? Kiddush bebayis zev and imnach lechel bebayis acher. Sarach lekadesh. Okay. The Gemara says a different case. Sukkos arevel of mekadesh yad avachem bebeis of olav beochel besukkos. So it works. The Gemara says no. Lo pligi. My Yami Rav Bishlo Hoya Bedaita Lechel Bebaya Shekinish Umayda Meshvul Bishoya Bedaita Before Shri Rishami. That depends upon what he has in mind. I Agamars Beferish, having a mind is no good. Why? Because if you make Kiddush in the shul and eat in the house, it's no good if you have it in mind. Only Pshara Tosis says no. Depend if it's in the same house, having in mind works. If it's in a different house, having in mind does not work. That's Tosis Pshara based upon the Babli and the Rishami. The Ran says, you see, clear from the Babli, that having in mind does not work. The Ran's question, why do you bother making Kiddush in shul if you're eating in the house? The Ran have an answer, a different answer. What I have to give? Because the Orchim are eating in shul. But for you in the house, nothing would work. So having in mind would not work. And according to the Ran, if it won't work to a different house, it won't work for the same house either. As long as it's not the same room, which is also Malkum. That's the Ran says. And Tosis says, no. Tosis says, look, according to the Tosis, says, Shini Malkum is an undoes it. It undoes the Nilchus Brachus, and it undoes the Nilchus Malkum Suda. So a smaller Shini with Das is we can overcome. A smaller Shini without Das, or a bigger Shini even with Das, cannot be overcome. That's Tosis Shini. And the Ran says, no, it's a positive din. That's the bin Malkum Suda. But that doesn't help if you move to a different place. Having it in mind won't help whatsoever. That's what I thought. And that's what the Ran explained, the distinction between bread, right? Kviya Suda is only in one place. And even with respect to Shin and Malkum, when it comes to pass, according to Rav Sheshes' view, you can't go from one corner of the room to the other. That's again a positive thing. You can kviya Malkum for Suda's pass. Kish Malkum Suda, Birkos Hanenah. That's the Ran's opinion. Fine. We pointed out that the definition of the house seems to be not under one roof, because the roof is not under the roof, but one house. And the Shemir Shabbos said it's one dwelling. He wanted to suggest that if a person has two apartments in the same building, it won't help, because even though it's two apartments owned by the same person under one roof, the fact that there's a public space in between may ruin it. Okay, maybe. And what about a two-family house? We suggested with a backyard joined by the two families. We thought that's not going through someone else's house. It's just two families. That should be okay. And I mentioned in my own private case in my own apartment, we have two apartments, but there's not public thoroughfare between them. It's just sort of one other apartment opposite us. So maybe it's no worse than a two-family house. Maybe it works. Hilchos Kiddush Makom Suda, Hilchos Shini Makom, because we Ramah passes that the two go together. We pass like Tosus against the Ram. Rav Nissen Gaon seems to say Das always works. Take a look at Rosh in the Rosh, just see it inside in Simen Hay. Please turn Rosh Simen Hay. I want to see a few things inside. Not to be confused with Rabbeinu Nissen in the back, the Pirush on the Rif. Rabbeinu Nissen Gaon, the long before in the time of the Gaonim, and he held that having in mind always works. Of course, the big problem is that having in mind always works is against the Gemara. Because our Gemara asks, so why bother making Kiddush in Shul? What do you mean, why bother making Kiddush in Shul? I make Kiddush in Shul to have in mind to eat in my house. That's a tremendous question. What are this and going to do with this Gemara? We take a look in our print, page Lamed Gimel, column 1, about 12 lines down. Rabbeinu Nissen, the first one line is Nissen, quotes this what? You have in mind. It's right from the Yerushalmi. I had against the Gemara with a small little reish of the Korban Asana. What do you do with the Gemara about why being Mekadosh in Shul? Say, if you're Mekadosh to Bnei Yeru, we're going to eat in the house with Das de Das. That's what it means. Well, the Shmuel line begins. Love the Kedush Beik Nishta. The Asi Lemiti, a new pshat. They'll make a mistake. For nothing mean a churba. The man, the Chazi, Sava, Shesh, Kiddush, Nogam, Shlomo, Makam, Suda. One thinks is going to be having in mind somebody who does not have in mind the present time to eat in the house. And one says, no, you're not going to make a mistake, because it stands for the Orchim and the Beis Nesser, but it would also work to take care of anybody who was in mind from the beginning to be Otsi in his own house. That's an amazing shita that the Rav Nissen Gaon says the Rosh defends it shouldn't be against Shas Bavli, but most poskim say that we don't accept that. That's not accepted. Halacha l'maisa, we do not accept it. The Mordechai has a light toast with a slightly different twist. Light toast, except like this. He holds Das works only mipina lepina and not micheder lecheder. So if I want to go from one corner of the room to the other, I have to have Das, and the Das works. If you want to go from one room to the other, even Das would not work. It's too big of a change. If you look on the right hand of the Korban Asana, right in front of you here, in Oz Tuf, in old stuff. Yes. The Mordechai's sheet is quoted. Lo mahani das micheder lecheder, umipina lepina tzarach das. And again, a different gear source, which I can't go into right now. That's a fourth opinion. Okay, we're not going any further because there's no time. Those are the four opinions. The definition of one house, not necessarily under one roof. We thought it's really one dwelling, based upon the fact that you're on the roof to down the basement, although the first floor is considered one house. And then the question was, what'll happen if it be a backyard, which is not under one roof? So some say it works. Or if it's a two-family house, we thought it should work. If a two-family house should work, then what about going from one apartment to another? If it's not a totally public thoroughfare, maybe it's also like a two-family house, maybe. Okay, it's hard to define precisely what's considered to be one dwelling. Okay? This is... what have we discussed so far? We discussed Kiddush. What almost everybody, it's even by day. And some say no, Kiddush by day is not called Kiddush. It's only by night. What about Mokom? We spent a lot of time just now discussing Mokom. Again, brief, but just going through the various four sheets in Rishonim. And now what about Suda? That's the third thing. What about Suda? Okay, this is a very critical question. How do you define Su'uda? So Rav Ossai, normally, what's a Su'uda? A Su'uda is bread, right? It's a Su'uda, Su'uda Shabbos. You have to have bread. Take a look here at Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. Where is this? Su'uda begins. What does it say over here? Timu Midi, right? Hainu timas lechem. Should have something to eat. Should really be bread. Shalashudas, the tumult. Do you have to have bread or not? But sudas arvis with shakal shenikar kvot shabbos has to be dafka pas. Tos in the furish, anaf kubal, naf timas lotimu. You have to have pas. Now the question becomes, well, what if I'm not having pas now? Not having pas now, I'll give the answer. Not called Kiddush. Not called Kiddush. Well, may I drink it anyway? What do you mean? Chas v'sholem. We pass it against that das yocha that it's not called Kiddush. Pass it, it's called Kiddush. And it's an Issa Tima before Kiddush. It's before Shem Shulchan Aruch. Issa Tima before Kiddush Friday night. Issa Tima before Kiddush Shabbos morning. And the Rav's all mahalach. It's a new time zone. And it's a new Suda. And it has to be the first thing you have after Shachar should be the Yayin Shul Kiddush. Before Shachar, we won't go into that. Chassidim had to take a lot of liberties before Shachar. That's a problem 7 days a week, but that's again not on topic right now. Before Shabbos, it's not called Zman Kiddush. Yeah, but okay. All right. Again, I don't want to get carried away. I don't have the time to let myself digress into these things which are important, but not our Indian right this minute. Okay, fine. So now, Rav Ossai, let's discuss this issue. So on a simple level, if it's not your Kiddush, there's no way you can eat anything now because you're eating before Kiddush, which you're not allowed to do. Let's not take a look at the Gemara before we Kuf Aleph, and let's read it carefully. Rabbi Ossai, Kuf Aleph, Amud Aleph. Kuf Aleph, Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara as follows. The Gemara thought it's only be bias, the bias of the Pik Mimokal, the Mokal, and Bechad Basil. Oh? Tell the story. Zimnin sagiyin havikeimda kamei deshmur. Many times. V'nochis me'igro la'ara. He went down from the roof to the first floor. V'hodar mekadesh. V'hodar mekadesh. I'm not translating the word v'hodar mekadesh. V'hodar mekadesh. So what do you see? That he went from upstairs to downstairs. And then he made kiddush. How do you translate the Hodah Mekadosh? There are two translations, Rav Ossai. Hodah can mean what? How do you translate it? Make Kiddush again? Right? Behodah. Kiddush again? But some would say no. It means he then made Kiddush. He didn't make Kiddush on the roof. He made Kiddush only later on. Now, if you look in the again, just again, briefly, I don't have time to read everything. But you came right back to the Rosh where we just came from. Again, just briefly. In Siman Hey, he writes what a small tzadi is of the Korban HaSalva. The Kaddish came and Shadaitel, the Kaddish Bebeso, Ein lo lishtos in Shul, ki also lo litam at Shikaddish. What do we do nowadays? You've been in Shul? Rabbos, who's in the Shul to make Kiddush Friday night? Who? Who drinks the wine? Kids. I can't drink the wine because I'm not Malkam Suda. Says the Korban HaSalva tzadi. Vasar mikutzi sober. What about the Mordechai? The mutter on the kaddish lishtos b'makom acher v'lo choshev k'shos akodem kiddush. You know why? Because it is kiddush. What do you mean it is kiddush? It's not kiddush. It's not kiddush. There's no makom suda there. The Samakush seems to say like this: kiddush b'makom suda rabosai is to be also the chiyuv. But if you're not going to have this as your makom suda, you will not be also kiddush. But as long as it looks like kiddush, smells like kiddush, feels like kiddush, there's no issur to eat before the real kiddush. That's what it sounds like in the Tamikus. So they're going to end up eating sveid dinim. They make kiddush now, which will suffice to let you drink the wine, which otherwise would be prohibited. And you make kiddush later, but malchum suda. This is the famous pshat of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Rav Moshe paskin this way in a sefer, and he did it. He actually did it. As Rabbi Warman Shalita quotes from his son, I think Rav David or Rav Reuven, that his father actually did it on Pesach. They'd have Kiddush in the yeshiva, and there was no one trusting anyone's kashrus. All they had was eggs, Kiddush and eggs. And Rav Moshe would have some Kiddush and have some eggs. I wouldn't do it. That's not Suda eggs. Eggs are nothing. Rav Moshe held like the Sam, presumed like the Sam Mikutzi. Where did he get it from? This Gemara. The Gemara says, what happened over here? Zimnan Sagiyan, he made Shmuel make Kiddush on the roof. Then he went down and made Kiddush again. Why go down and make Kiddush again? Because he ate downstairs. Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So he ate upstairs, drank Kiddush, and Shalom and Malkam Suda. He drank before Kiddush. Teres is mut. Before the Gemara. Black and white. Black and white in Gemara. Black and white. No. And those who argue, what is this Gemara? So this is the Samus talks about it. He says, no, he didn't drink anything upstairs. So what did he do? Upstairs he made Kiddush for others, for the guests who were sitting on the rooftop cafe. Ho-ho. Expensive, you know, a rooftop cafe. Fancy. He was a rabbi, Rabbi Shmuel. He made Kiddush for them. They all had their meal there. He didn't touch the wine. He went downstairs and made Kiddush for the rabbits. And they ate downstairs privately. Or, alternatively, this is a Sfasenis, the other Pshat and Hadar. He was on the roof, and then he went downstairs, and then he made Kiddush for the very first time. Hadar means afterwards, not Hadar means again. Rav Moshe thinks these two pshatim are a big dochak. He doesn't like either of these two pshatim. Therefore, he comes to his conclusion. You're allowed to have Kiddush, love, and Malkam Suda. The Yotze Kiddush, you're just not Yotze Suda. Just, yes?
Can we say that Sarah Kutzi said that, like, it's not Kiddush, but there's still Hadar Achilas?
Right, that's the question. What exactly he said?
But Moshe says that you actually are Yotze Kiddush.
It is some kind of a Kiddush, and you can have eggs afterwards. You can have eggs afterwards. Okay. Now, Tosis holds that Das works within the same house. So the question becomes to both sides, how can the Gemara say, as the Shmuel Tamei and the Kiddush of the Malkam Suda, and the Gemara says, even Chad Beisa, it's a problem. Why? Because Shmuel, Rabosai, made Kiddush Bepshuto a second time, or he waited to make it for the first time until after he went downstairs. Rabbeinu Shalalem. Tosis just said the Feresh on that Kufman base that Das works. So if Das works, what's the problem over here? Why have to make Kiddush a second time? Make Kiddush on the roof and have Das to eat downstairs. Tremendous kasha. This Rabbi Loza Moshe asked this question. Those who want to look on the Kovitz Mefarshim can see it. Yalta Mefarshim, it's called over here. The Yalta Mefarshim. Second, please. Since the Nochas Meigol Ara, Ratzal Loma, Sheyore Koda Makiddush, not he did it again, but the other Pshat, he went to Gamdaito Lomahan. Mefurashi Gemara, Das doesn't work within the same house. Sakatosi Meferish against the Mefurashi Gemara. Says the Tosis Rid, no. He wanted it upstairs. The candle blew out, and he had to go downstairs. I ask your voice, like, Zimnin Sagir? I answer you, Zimnin Sagir. There was a windy roof, and it opened the candle blew out, and he had to do it. But he really wanted to eat upstairs originally. I wouldn't have said it, the Tosis Rit said so. Who would argue the Tosis Rit? But Moshe makes a big deal about what the order is. Of Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda, because although there's no reason given in the Gemara, the Rashi and the Rashbam say the Karos of the Shabbos Oneg, okay, B'Makom Kriya Shomte Oneg. There's another Girsa B'Makom Oneg Shomte Kriya. So a whole Taram, which what if it didn't, right? You got to understand what's going on. If it didn't in the Kiddush, if it didn't in the Suda. If it didn't in the Kiddush. Then it's bad news. You weren't Yotzis. You were over in Aver, you didn't before Kiddush. But then in the Suda, so no, the Kiddush, you really were Yotzis. So you ate eggs, it was okay. And then Kiddush again, they're both saying in order to fulfill what we call the Din in the Suda. And we had a whole discussion, is it possible to really say it depends upon the two Girsos? Is it really true? Not so simple. The only way to say that is that we assume what we call in our language Tzvei Dinim, two separate Dinim in Kiddush Makom Suda, which is a Chiddush. I mean, Brisk is like two Dinim, but over here, two separate Dinim in Kiddush Makom Suda, we can say it. That's the only way to possibly justify this. And it goes to a discussion on both sides. What about the following case? The person wants to make Kiddush after the Suda, not before. Was he nuts? That's not nuts. He's a Baal Gemara. The Gemara is over here, Abba Osai. Mefurash Gemara on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. Poris Mapa Mekadesh. If you were eating a meal on Friday and now it got dark, what do? You cover the challah and you make Kiddush. Must you in fact eat after that? So the Rush has a whole this quotes the Rif. Thinks what did the Rif think about this? The Rosh is not so happy what the Rif supposedly thought about it. That he thought that you can make Kiddush and the Suda that you had before works for Suda Shabbos. Problem is that you ate it on Friday. Well, what kind of Suda Shabbos? How can it be Kiddush Makom Suda if it's a Friday meal? How do you understand that? That's the problem which the Rosh and the Rif talk about. A kolpanim, at least a possibility, you may say, that there are two dinim in Kiddush Makom Suda. A din in Kiddush and a din in Suda. And the two are separate dinim. Maybe we can say they're both ma'akev, they're both na'ma'akev. It's a complex issue. Let's just talk about it for a minute, because to talk about it for more than that, we're going to run out of time, but at least a minute to give you some of the background for this for this fascinating din. I wouldn't have said it on my own. I would have assumed that there's only one din of Kiddush Makom Suda. Why should we say that there were two dinim? Where does it come from? Why should they say why? Why should we say that there are two dinim? Rabosai, the Eschazer again. The Rush is found over here in Siman Zayin. Let's turn to the Siman Zayin for a minute. Again, we're doing a quick job, but just a quick job. it's with a small little chof is. He says, the table of the Divir of Alphas, the Alkoch of Tzorach Lechel Miyad Achar HaKiddush, Aliba de Shmuel, the main Kiddush Aliba Makom Suda. The Suda She'achal on Friday, Einem Oelis the Achshav Kiddush Makom Suda, because he ate it too early, and on Friday. Right? So, the Ibu Sova, the last line on page Lamadal, the Choshev Kiddush Makom Suda, Kevin Shehoysa Kriya B'Makom Oneg, Afal Gav Shehoysa the Kovat Shabbos. If he says that, lo mistabili time behind. If he said it, I don't agree with him. Could be he said it, because the Rashbam has a nupshat in Kiddush Makom Suda. It's not the Kriya B'Makom Oneg or the Makom Kriya. It has to be a, what's called a Suda Chashuva. Suda Chashuva. The problem is the Rif writes beferish like the Rashbam, B'Makom Shekarasa, Shom Tehei Oneg. Even an Oneg Shalchol. It's a little bit difficult. A little difficult. Clearly, the Rif holds as the din in the then in the Kiddush, not in the Suda, because the Suda is a Friday Suda, it's not a Suda later on, but even though he has the Girsa of Makom Kriya Sham Tehei Oneg, it's against her Moshe's Tliya back and forth from Shuta. Now, the Ran is Beferish, Kevin Shagamu Sham Sudasa Makom Suda Mikri. Alright? Even though the Kiddush is after the Suda, even though the Ran holds like the Rashban, Makom Kriya Sham Tehei Oneg. So once again, problem is the Ran himself says Kiddush is a unique kind of a din. Mishum Kiddush b'makom Suda u'mikame Suda itkin. Kiddush should be before the Suda. Hinnah Ran says Kiddush should be after the Suda. Stira Galuya in the Ran. Stira Galuya. The answer has to be, as the Achronim say, there's a din l'chatchila and a din b'diyev. A din l'chatchila, you want to have a Suda afterwards, so that whatever you eat should be the covered Shabbos Kodesh. Nikwa the Shabbos, as Tosfos quotes it from Shiltis, that's a din l'chatchila. But the Yevet, you know, you finish the meal, it can still be Kiddush Makom Suda. So, according to Rav Moshe, say the following thing, that there's two dinim, din l'chatchila of Makom Kriya Sham Teyon, and the din in Suda Shabbos, l'chatchila, maybe the Rif agrees. The din of Kiddush Makom Suda, which is Ma'akev, and the din in Kiddush is a Svara, Inami of the Rashba. Maybe. The Shulchan Aruch, however, says halacha lemaisa. This is where we come to the very important thing. Reish Ayin Gimel Sifhei. Reish Ayin Gimel Sifhei in Shulchan Aruch says as follows: what is a suda? Kosva Gaonim. Even you have a kos yayin, it's good enough for makom suda. Good enough. If you have lechem, certainly good enough. Much better. Paris love, but not Paris. Not Paris. Paris doesn't work. It didn't flourish in the Ramah. Paris won't work. Even that wine works as a bit kiddish. Paris won't work. Says the Mishnah Brura over here in Sivkotin Chavav. What about Chameshes Aminin? Cookies and cake? Yeah, many possums say it works. The girl's not happy with it. And the Shulta Giborim says even Paris is good enough, and the Torah disagrees. Who said? So I asked you to see the Shulta Gibor. Can you look one more time? Do me a favor, the Shulta Gibor, just to refresh your memory. Because I thought this is an incomplete quotation of the Shulta Gibor. Let's just turn it if we can find it. If you remind me where it is, because I'm used to it in a different place, my old Gemaras. Please find it quickly, the Shulta Gibor, over here in the Sugya. Anybody? Page Nunches, right. Oz Beis, Lashon Riyaz. If you have the old Gemara, it's in Nun Aleph. Another page that I know from my memory. The Nira Be'enai Shem Kiddush B'Makom Suda V'Hischel Echol V'Kov HaNer V'Chakar Cholach V'Lochol Sudas B'Makom Acher Yotza B'Kiddush HaRishon V'Chein Im Rotza Lechol Minei Begodin B'Bayis Echol The only arotz alecho ikas sedos lebayis acher mekadosh b'makom sheochel achila rishona v'yein tzarach lekadosh b'makom suda shniya v'shekol suda shabbos chashuvi v'afilu sudas aroy sudas kavi nech shabbos m'shabbos v'yotzah b'kiddush rishon. Stop. So if you stop here, good, good enough. That's what the Magen Avraham quotes. But he didn't quote the last part. V'la suda ashniya mevarech bar pregofen v'chakach ochel sudaso kiderech she'ose v'suda sayom. Not that Rabosai kiddush makom suda is enough to have papers. No, not at all. Fakert, you're not yotze the papers. You have to make kiddush again. It's be the tzvei dinim, like the Ram. But they're both ma'akim. For kiddush from makom suda, if we didn't kiddush, Paris is enough. But for kiddush from makom suda, if we didn't suda, you need pas. You have to make up. That's it. So there's a whole discussion over here about this shulta giborim. Mr. Brewer did not quote the whole thing. Halacha lemaaser Rabbi Osai, Paris for us is not going to work at all. Pas for sure. That's what it really is. Yayin the gaonim. It's hard to rely on yayin. You know, in a pinch, we can rely on yayin. Someone who can't have any gluten or something, maybe can rely upon the yayin. But even that, it's really a little bit schwer to rely upon the yayin if you look carefully in the sources. Again, starting out, the Gra requires pas mamash. The idea of yayin, what's the pshat? What's the pshat? So again, how much yayin? Some say you have to have a melol lugma for kiddush. We just discussed that yesterday. Plus an additional revius yayin to be a seuda. However, if you look at Rabbi Kiveger, he says, quoting the Drisha in Reishai and Tess, the Gaon of Lashitasa, that all seven minim, chita sar gavin erun. Rash are all considered dvarim atunin bracha lachreim and koma. But if you make a bracha, you either have to make a bracha achrona. It's a big machlokas in kuf. I think it's kuf ayin ches. One of those simana back in Hilchos brachas. What's considered to be enough of a food to qualify as dvarim atunin bracha lachreim and koma, which has also a kula. There's no din of shini machum. Called the pas the psak of the Rama. There's kuf ayin ches. And there in Sifhei, I believe it is, he quotes various shitas. Yeshal Meshimas Minim Tuna Bracha Lachem Mekom. That's what the Gaonim say. That's what the Gaonim say. Okay? And Yeshal Meshim Dafka Minay Dogon, and Yeshal Meshim Dafka Pas. Three opinions in the. And they may, to some extent, parallel to the three opinions over here, not completely, because the Gra Pas is like the middle view that the Mizonis is enough for there, but here requires Pas Mamish. It's not exactly a full. Ha baha talia. Okay, since most posts can hold that only pas and dagan require bracha chemim koma, it's very hard to rely on the gaonim. If you look carefully at the prisha, he says more than that. The gaonim say no. The gaonim don't say that kiddush shemakom suda can be satisfied with yayin. No, you have to go somewhere else and complete the suda. Without a hesek hadas, the revius alone does not create kiddush makom suda on its own, as the other poskim understand it. No, it's the beginning of the suda, and it's with surah with the pas in the other place, because after all, ton bracha chrem koma. So therefore, it's a very, very major yisod, a very major yisod. And unfortunately, bad news for the gluten intolerant. I always said you can rely on the gaonim. They never said quite the kiddush makom suda works. With wine, according to these, this drisha prisha, they have to just have it. It works to hold you off. You can have it here, and then have the bread elsewhere. So I'm saying it's a bit of a problem. Even min dagon is not so simple, because the Mishnah Brewer over here, when he talks about it, if you have a Mishnah Brewer in front of you here in Reish Ayin Gimel, in Sifkot and Chaf Hey, when he tells you, how do you know that cake is enough? Kavachom and miyayin. But what we're saying now, that yayin doesn't exist. Yayin only exists as a holdover. We have to have a meal later on. It's kavachom or it's bottle. This would be a reason to follow the Rav's minig. The Rav's minig was, you'd be makil against the Gra to have kiddush in shul with this with cookies. But when he got home again, he made kiddush a second time, if there's no one else there, to have the with bread itself. So he was relying on the he was choshed with the gra, but not to worry about the possibility of the iser of eating before kiddush to be choshed with the gra. It was a split psak. Now the way we're saying now, if the whole kal v'chomer of the zone is based upon the gaonim, and the pshat the gaonim is like the drisha prisha, then it's much more difficult to do what I do every week. Still, is that I rely on the simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah. Then we're makel by heimi nedarim. Truth is, in most weeks, 9 out of 10 probably, I have to make kiddush again at home for some guest or someone who wasn't yotze kiddush, but 1 out of 10, when I haven't yet accepted the schumer upon myself, which is the result of the fact that the Mishnah Berurah's makel based upon the kal v'chomer from the Gaonim, and the Drisha preaches to the Gaonim, leads to that conclusion that you really shouldn't rely upon this kula without making a second kiddush. Again, I don't know. I don't want to make chumers with people. We have only a few more minutes since our last topic. Yes.
Is there a certain shear that you would
Zayis. You need a kazayis of bracha chvon anyway. Okay. Our last topic, Rav Osai, is, again, I have no time for it really, is, again, based on a Ramah. What happens if a person does one of two things? Either he has kiddush and suit in the same place, but one of two things intervenes, Rav Osai. Either a time lag, or he walks out and comes back. These are both common phenomena. A time lag, or he walks out and comes back. So here in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel, Siv Gimel, there are more rights. So Lech HaBemakom Kiddush, the altar, right away. Oshiyeh B'dayt Olech Hosham Miyat. If you wait too long, with the Maril, Eino Yotze. Now, how do you know? I look up the source. Shuvas Maril HaKadoshes. You know how you know? Because the Gemara says if the candle would go out, it'd be no good. What's the problem? Do you have kiddush? Hey, eat the meal there tomorrow. The answer is if you wait 8 hours, you sleep Friday night, the one night you sleep a lot, 8 hours from Friday night, that's no good. Even though it's kiddush and suda in the same place, it's no good. That is the Ein Lechalik has been Zman Kotzer, Lizman Oruch. But the word miyad, that's very misleading. Very misleading. Very misleading. It seems to me that if you wait even a half an hour, it should not be a problem. You're only saying it's not, you don't need, whether it's 8 hours or 5 hours, whatever, a long amount of time would be a halachic problem. But if it's just a short period of time, it seems to me it would not be considered a problem. And the word li'alter is misleading. Mishnah Berurah writes all over here, Lo yafsik afilu zman kotzer. That's true. Mogen Avraham b'shem the Maharil. But I gave right you the words of the Maharil. It means zman kotzer as opposed to zman aruch. What's zman aruch? The whole night. The whole night. So, you know, it seems to me that that should not be taken as a zman kotzer mamish. Because what's my source? What's my source? You look here, they talk about a case, he's not hungry now, based upon the smog. He's not hungry. He doesn't want to eat right now. He wants to have something to drink. Right? So how long is it going to take you to become hungry? Not 5 minutes. Take an hour to become hungry. It's only Zman Kotzer compared to the full 8 hours of the night. That's what I'm saying to you based upon the original source in the Chumash Maharil, which people don't realize that, and they are making chumas, which I think the chumas don't belong. Finally, what if a person walks out and comes back. He walks out and comes back. So here's the long Mishnah Berurah. Sipkot and Yudbeis. You go out and come back, no problemo. Not a problem at all. Some disagree. Who disagrees? I and Bir Halach. Okay, it doesn't keep seeing suspense. I and Bir Halach. What does that mean? So the Vard is, according to this understanding, that if you go and come back, it says the Mishnah Berurah, it's only if it's called Shah Machmas Onus. What does that mean? It means because it doesn't make sense to be machmer over here. Why doesn't it make sense? We have a klal gadol. It's ton bracha chayim b'mekomo. So you go out and you come back, and I told you this, the theory, you're not going into details. You have a string toner on your foot. Ton bracha chayim b'mekomo. So if you have bread and you walk outside to someone to say hello in the car and you come back, don't need a new bracha. We paskin. Why not? Because there's a string toner on your foot. You have to come back to make the bench. There's a string toner on your foot, so therefore there's no problem. Here also have a string toner on your foot. You make kiddush. You have to have a suda there. So if you walked out and you come back, there's what you call the kiva kamahadar. It's a lashon of the Gemara. And the next stop from the Sefer Psachim, which apply over here as well. Oh, the chatchila, he said there should be machmir not to go out. L'shitaso, that even going out the slightest is a shinimakam. You may recall we had the Moruk Tzir of Yaakov Emden, who thinks it's ridiculous. Even in shinimakam, if you go out and come back right away, it's no problem. And those who pass them from the Shulchan Aruch without understanding are Amaratzim, and he gives a whole tirade. I read you from the Moruk Tzir. It's in the Kufay and Ches. Alright, he's right or wrong. I'm not here to say what he's right or wrong. But the halacha l'maisa, since we can be makel in this shayla to go out and come back. Ideally, we should try to avoid it if we can. It's no mitzvah to go out and come back in the middle of Ben Kiddush Masuda. But I have to go to the bathroom, especially if it's in the house, or we have to do take care of something else. You know, it's in one home. There's much more room to be makel with tziruf. The fact that it's in one home, and he probably had in mind from the very beginning. So there's a little more room to be makel. There, the Morag Tzio, I always thought was a renegade. We found the Ritva like him, Beferish. Sukkah Memheim and Beitz. It's another Tzad Le Kulim. And the last thing, just to mention to you, is that there's a whole discussion, what comes first, washing or kiddush? And it was a very hot, charged topic. The big machlokas in the Rishonim. The Rosh used to wash before kiddush. The Torah didn't understand why it should be so. And then Mordechai made a distinction between the one who's Mekadesh and the one who's listening. Right? The one who's listening. And that's why some people have that custom to this day. And the Ramah quotes a custom to do the Tilz Adayim before Kiddush except for Pesach night. And the Magen Avraham explains why it's a Tzorach Suda, not considered to be a Hefsek. And it's even better that way. Why? Kiddush b'makom suda. It's more makom suda if these apps go straight from the kiddush into the suda, as opposed to getting up to go and wash. Despite the fact that there are more quotes that the custom is that way, if you look in the Mishnah Brura, it's down pedaled significantly in Sifkot and Samach Aleph. Some say the chatchila should do tefillah time before kiddush. I'm all right. And I'm minik pushed with Medina's elu, and the Mishnah Berurah writes, well, nowadays we don't really do it so much, and everyone should follow his own minik. This is Sefkot and Samach Beis, so whatever you do is good. We'll have to stop because we're out of time, and then tomorrow we'll start the Chazara on Yom of Tashbis Samach Beis. Express.